This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this weekend as we steam our way through May. It's amazing how fast the month is going, but it seems as if every minute counts as we go through this time of our lives. We're talking with Joe McKenzie now. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He brings out the best in people in terms of their careers. If you'd like to reach out and learn more about Joe McKenzie, RippleConnects.com. By phone, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, happy weekend, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Freddie. I am, too. It's a good thing we do for our listeners here, especially during this very difficult time in regards to careers, the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, people that never thought we'd be, you know, at this point in our careers, be so worried about our futures or what are we going to do next, and I'm glad that we're here for them.
Exactly. I know that we perform a great service for our community and especially for our baby boomers. And we're talking about that set of people, baby boomers, who are not quite ready to retire yet or laid off. And we're wondering, oh, my gosh, what the heck do I do now? So, Joe McKenzie, as we open this discussion this weekend, how does a baby boomer who's not quite ready to retire but's been laid off approach their job search right now? What are some strategies that they can employ?
Well, it's going to look very different than it was at the beginning of the year because of the crisis we're in with the virus. But a lot of the things that we've been talking about the last several years do not go out of play. They actually, now more than ever, you need your advocates. Now more than ever, you need to be practiced for that interview. Now more than ever, you need to be able to talk about your most significant accomplishments in the context of an interview, because there's economic disruptions. Complete industry sectors, hotel, restaurant, airlines may never look the same again. And so now more than ever, but it's going to look different. And so many boomers, for one reason or another, who do not want to retire, and I respect that. I think I would be in that position where I want to go and be productive in the workforce as long as I can. You know, they're stuck going, now what? It didn't go to plan. And so you have to look at it differently than 6 months ago even.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to assure you that, you know, through crisis, a lot of new industries will reinvent themselves or reinforce what they're doing, and that creates opportunities for our baby boomers. And so open your eyes to see what's happening. Be reflective on where you've been and where you've potentially or you've always wanted to go. I think that is probably the early steps now here, because the dust is still settling in the economy. Do you agree with that statement, Freddie?
Absolutely. I know from what I'm reading and what I'm talking to people that this is not a short-term situation. And so it is that individual who's taking the long view of their career. I know that we're talking to a lot of baby boomers, but there's still some very young baby boomers who are in their 60s and so forth. And this could be a time, as you mentioned a lot of times, about retooling, recasting their career and charting a new course.
Absolutely. And with the dust still settling, it may take some time. If I was in an industry that's being greatly impacted by this, I wouldn't be prepared to jump back in the same capacity in the same industry, because you're setting yourself up for some more heartache. You have to figure out with the best of your knowledge where things are going, not where they are now. And it's going to take some time. And you don't do this alone. You can't just sit at a computer and read articles nonstop. Talk with people. Talk with people that know you. Talk with people that are in industries that are doing well. And they may shed some light on how to position yourself. This might be the greatest opportunity for you in your career to completely reinvent yourself because of the changes. And if for anybody to underestimate because of their age that there's so many things changing, well, let's take stock in knowing all the changes that have happened in our career and how we've overcome adversity and the transferable skills that we've acquired, the leadership skills we've acquired. All those transferable skills may be very needed more than ever in some of the new industries that are going to do well. So it's going to take time, but don't be in a rush if you don't have to be. Be reflective, see what's going on, and more importantly, have high level and more drill down conversations with people in those industries that you've often thought about maybe going into.
Exactly. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, co-host on New Beginnings this weekend, and we're talking about what do baby boomers do who are not quite yet ready to retire, but and were laid off. And the question is, what do they do now? Joe, as we think about this a little bit, what are some of the first key steps that you would recommend for someone who was recently laid off? What's the very first step that we should employ if we find ourselves this way?
Well, you know, I mentioned it a minute ago that I think reflection of where you've been and where you want to go, you know, that ability to gain that clarity on where you want to see yourself is going to be very helpful, and it's going to be very hopeful. And the ability to bring back our bench of advocates via Zoom or the plain old telephone system or online via LinkedIn might be those key steps to get that renewed hope. More importantly, I think getting that clearer picture of where you see yourself. And I've been there, okay? I reinvented myself a couple times over, and some of those early steps seem hopeful, but I don't have that clarity. Then as I get farther down the path with somebody, then I have that clarity. Then I'm ready to pounce and take advantage of opportunities. That just happened to me in the past year where I wanted to be very intentional about reinventing myself to be the next great nonprofit leader in the Twin Cities. And it took me, you know, 18 months to figure out that clarity, and I pounced. And here I am leading an organization in Anoka County. So I've seen it happen, but I think those key steps are just gaining that clarity on where you could go next, and clarity, but also curiosity about where you fit in. I think being curious is a skill that we should all have, because it's the shifts of the panels, the plates have all shifted so much, Freddie, that new skill sets may be needed in these newly reformed industries. And that's where I think our transferable skills are really going to come into play here.
Well, everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about what baby boomers can do when they're not quite ready to retire, but and maybe they were laid off. So I know there are some challenges that a job seeker will face during this time. What are some of the challenges that you may not readily are aware of? You may not, it's just not apparent to you right now. And maybe some steps to navigate through those challenges, Joe.
Yeah, one of them is that the challenge is going to be uncertainty. I know that we want to stay in touch with what's going on with the world, but I think you have to look at it, you know, from a perspective of your perspective. The Twin Cities, let's be very fortunate that the Twin Cities is home to agriculture, technology, medical technology, you know, Fortune 500, you know, at least 20 Fortune 500 companies that many of them are doing well. You know, you see what's happening in this crisis and with, you know, Mayo Hospitals and 3M and the University of Minnesota. We're very fortunate to live in a Twin Cities that has a diverse business culture versus some other parts of the country that are relying upon one or two industries. I honestly think you have to change that uncertainty to hope and just look at in its complete picture, the business community and where you fit in. So the challenge is going to be a lot of that uncertainty, negative ripple effects of what's going on. I don't know what this fall is going to look like, but we don't have much control over that. But keep going back to knowing your transferable skills and the different industries that the state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities have to offer. And with these new economic disruptions that are coming down the pike, we just have to be prepared, but we also have to be hopeful, knowing that our skills are going to transfer somewhere. And I think that is the message I want to give to someone that has been recently laid off. Now what? Well, you know, certainly take that to heart, that you live in the right state to get through these difficult times because of the diverse business climate that we have. Do you agree with that statement, Freddie, that you look around us and we are leaders in the world economy on a lot of different fronts?
We are, especially in health and medicine, with the Mayo Clinic being right here. And Joe, we have to leave it right there, but I know you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And we'll be right back.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Are you wondering what's going on with our real estate market right now? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here with your Market Minute. 4.86 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range, and this is a key indicator of current demand in our marketplace. The median sale price is up by 8% over the same time last year, which is at about $297,000. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 3.33%. This is historically low and is virtually unchanged over last week. So what does this mean for sellers? Showing activity is slower than it was last year at the same time. However, due to the low inventory of homes for sale, activity is still showing it is a seller's market. For buyers, you are able to schedule showings with your realtor if you are taking proper precautions. Are you thinking about making a move? Then remember, you can check us out online anytime anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is Freddie Bell, and I love talking about health to start out this segment. And besides aiding digestion and staving off constipation, a high-fiber diet could reduce a woman's risk for breast cancer. Harvard researchers found that women who consumed the most fiber overall were 8% less likely to develop breast cancer than those who consumed the least. Their report in the journal Cancer was based on data involving more than 8.5 million women. The findings applied to women of all ages, although studies that focused on premenopausal women revealed a greater risk with an 18% lower risk. The researchers are also saying that risk reduction benefit was similar for all fiber-containing foods that had been tracked, including cereals, fruits, vegetables, and legumes such as beans and peas. Experts tend to believe that the beneficial effect of dietary fiber on breast cancer risk relate to the ability of fiber to help control blood sugar and decrease estrogen levels. Guidelines call for the average adult woman to consume about 25 grams of fiber a day. Conversely, it is 38 grams a day for men. Also on the medical front, with coronavirus being front and center, Johnson & Johnson's race to manufacture 1 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine is ramping up in a small biotechnology plant in Baltimore. But even as the technicians prepare to lower 1,000-liter plastic bags of ingredients into steel tanks for brewing the first batches of an experimental vaccine, international concern is bubbling about what countries will get the first inoculations. If SARS-CoV-2 establishes itself as a stubborn, endemic virus akin to influenza, experts are saying there's almost certainly will not be enough vaccine for at least several years. About 70% of the world's population, or about 5.6 billion people, will likely need to be inoculated to begin to establish herd immunity and slow its spread, that according to the science. Yet the nationalistic priorities of individual nations could thwart the imperative to tamp down hotspots wherever they are, including poor countries that can't afford the vaccine. The United States could also be left in the cold if vaccines developed here as a part of a go-it-alone approach turn out to be less effective than those produced in China or in Europe. The scenario health experts fear most is a fight in which manufacturers sell to the highest bidders. Rich countries try to buy up the supplies, and nations where manufacturers are located hoard vaccines. It's a global concern that requires a global solution, according to the experts. Dozens of companies are rushing to develop vaccines using different approaches. Avalere Health, for example, a pharmaceutical consulting company, is tracking at least 120 separate vaccine projects. Large-scale manufacturing capacity will be required to produce viable products out of those experiments and clinical trials. Some vaccines may require two doses, putting greater pressure on manufacturing capacity. The race for a vaccine is full of risk because no one knows which projects will succeed. That forces companies to scale up to produce millions of doses of vaccine that might end up being worthless. The experts are trying to lay the groundwork right now for global vaccine sharing, and they're doing this before they know who might be the eventual winner. It's basically negotiated. There's not a global framework or protocol. There's not a pre-existing framework about how to go about this, according to the experts. The goal here is not to repeat what happened back in 2009 during the swine flu pandemic, when rich companies monopolized the vaccine and poor countries were left behind. Unless the vaccine is made globally available, according to the experts, we're not going to be able to end the pandemic, because an outbreak anywhere is an outbreak everywhere. Also, as we continue talking about health, I came across this earlier in the week. We're finding that yoga may help ease your migraines. Yes, if you're a migraine sufferer, you might get some relief, a new study is suggesting, through yoga. Medications are the first-line treatment, but they work for only about half of the patients. Researchers in India randomized 114 patients with episodic migraines to one of two groups. The first received conventional medical therapy. The second got conventional treatment plus a yoga program. Patients practiced yoga for 5 days a week for 2 months. The study found in Neurology found that both groups showed a reduction in the frequency and intensity of headaches, but the yoga group tended to get fewer headaches and had less intense headaches and consumed fewer pills, even though the average headache frequency was higher in the yoga group at the start of the study. And finally, cancer deaths have dropped more in states that expanded Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act than in states that did not, that according to new research. The report is the first evidence tying cancer survival to the healthcare change, which began in 2014. While we're talking about health on New Beginnings, I wanted to follow up. But last week, we gave you some information about the keto diet, and I have some information for you about key facts about your nutrition. There's some answers we want to provide that are frequently being asked, and there's some lingering questions about nutrition. The first one happens to be, is vegetarian or keto the best way to eat? The real answer is there is not one best way to eat. We're all different, and it would be impossible to choose one plan that would be right for everyone. Another question is sugar or salt or fat the biggest problem in our diets? The experts tell us that no single nutrient or ingredient is the cause of poor diets. What's more problematic is eating too much of those ultra-processed foods and not enough whole foods. The next question revolves around microwaving and can it cause cancer? Many people have asked about the safety of using these appliances to warm up last night's lasagna, for example. Although radiation may be linked to damaged cells and an increased cancer risk when it's high frequency and there is prolonged exposure, microwaves use low frequency radiation for short periods. So the answer is not necessarily. Do I need to drink 8 glasses of water each day? The experts tell us that drinking water is vital because we lose fluid every day through sweating, urination, and breathing. But how can it be possible that each one of us requires 8 glasses per day? Here's the answer. It's not. The number comes from a 1945 U.S. Food and Nutrition Board recommendation, which was not based on research, and it noted that fluid can come from other beverages and food as well. Another question is, should I avoid fruit because it has too much sugar? The number one source of added sugar for Americans, providing 47% of the sugar in their diet, is sweetened beverages. Fruit provides 1% of the added sugars Americans consume. So even if Americans met their daily fruit intake, and 88% do not, it wouldn't come close to the volume of sugar that we get from ultra-processed products. We're answering questions about nutrition following our essay last week on the keto diet. And finally, is it better frozen or is it better fresh? The nutritional differences between fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables is minuscule. Only 9% of Americans get enough vegetables daily, so it's important to consume any vegetables in any state. Just make sure that you have it. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program keeps moving right on along.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional. It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Shroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Shroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at ShromanLaw.com. That's ShromenLaw.com.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong. Violence against women, the rape, the abuse, the emotional, physical, they all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and now we get the chance to talk with Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She's the founder. You can find her online at westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. Kelly, welcome. And we've been talking about the five stages of grief. To catch us up, what have we covered so far?
Well, we've covered denial, and last week we talked about anger, and today we're going to be talking about depression. And again, I want to remind people the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think it's important to understand what can we do when we're feeling the feelings. And we all know that affirmations help, that positive thinking help, that all of these things help. But there is a time and a place for us to just feel the feelings, and feeling these feelings is okay. We don't have to push all of this stuff away. When we recognize that it's an important part of the process, then we can move through these stages much quicker because we're no longer in conflict with trying to get rid of them. We allow them to be what they are. And I think that's the real importance of this.
Interesting. Can you cycle back, for example, if you're in depression right now, can you go back to denial and then back again to anger, as we discussed last week, before moving on to the other stages of grief?
Yeah, these stages are fluid. They are fluid, and it doesn't mean that you experience all within the same time frame. It doesn't mean that you experience any of them on a particular day. You and I have talked, and you know, you and I have both had episodes during our quarantine time of variations on these, you know, and then we kind of pick ourselves up and move on with the rest of our day. And then a couple days later, we might experience something else. So I'm just calling them out by name and giving them a label so people might understand a little bit better about what they may be feeling at any particular time.
So as we're looking at depression, how does that show up? How do we recognize that that's the stage that we're in when we're talking about grief?
Well, depression is feelings of being overwhelmed, feeling helpless, hostility, wanting to flee or hide, draw away, be alone, shut down. When you just feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You know, for me on Sunday, just a few weeks ago, I was really depressed. I mean, I just my body felt physically heavy. I couldn't focus on anything. I was extremely sad. You know, I was reading the newspaper. I was crying every 10 minutes. And on that day, I ended up just sitting in front of my puzzle and just doing the puzzle and recognizing that doing that puzzle was absolutely okay. I didn't need to get up and do laundry. I didn't need to do anything else. And I just really gave myself permission to be gentle with myself during this episode and reminding myself, this too shall pass. It's temporary. It doesn't have to be this long period of time. And I think that's one of the things that kind of scares people with the word depression, mm-hmm. you know, that it automatically becomes this long period of time, and it doesn't have to be. And by the end of that day, I was feeling better. And by Monday, I was able to pick myself up and move on. But part of it is just being in observance and being gentle with yourself.
For most of this month, we're examining the five stages of grief. We've covered denial, anger, depression, and what's the topic next week?
Bargaining.
We'll be back with more New Beginnings after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning and hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, a pointed listening each week at this time, and we're really excited that you're here and even more excited to have the Community Engagement Associate State Director for AARP Minnesota, Jay Hapala. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Jay.
Hello. Thanks very much.
Glad you're with us. And, you know, when we get together, we talk about scams, but, you know, in this environment in which we find ourselves working from home, many of us are doing that we're comfortable, and there's been a lot of jokes circling around the community about people not wearing their pants. I mean, just really getting comfortable at home. But that comfortability, in some cases, Jay, as we were talking, it could set us up for a particular kind of scam.
Yes, I'd have to say that's true. Being at home with the stay-at-home order and just responding to the pandemic has created a perfect storm for the scammers. With uncertainty and fear that many of us are feeling, that type of fearful emotion, as well as our relative isolation, those are the kind of conditions that the scam artists have to work so hard to create in normal times. But now here we all are living in this new reality.
So how do we protect ourselves from these type of scammers who are really slick, they're really proficient at what they do in separating us from our money?
Right. Well, it's definitely something to stay on top of, and there's a lot of information for folks to keep track of when it comes to these variety of different types of scams. Right now, I just wanted to alert your listeners to a lot of work-from-home scams that mm-hmm. we're seeing reports of. One that's really troubling are what we call money mule scams, where people are solicited and they apply for a job to work from home, and it turns out their job is to process payments through their own bank accounts.
Oh, no.
Well, those payments are coming from other scam victims who are being instructed to send their money onto these other people who think they're just doing their job working from home, and really they're laundering money and making it very difficult for the investigators to trace the losses from these other scam victims. So any type of a job offer to work from home processing payments is a big red flag and definitely should be verified. Another work from home scam I would just highlight are that it's just really necessary to verify the companies that people might be applying to for employment. A common work, just job-related scam would be a fake job posting in an application process that might require a job applicant to supply all the information that would normally be on their resume, but then perhaps a credit check that would include their social security number and other financial account information. So it's just very much a time when we all need to be verifying the sources of solicitations we're receiving.
Jay, with what you're saying, I'd be concerned about even supplying my name to some of these people online.
Sure, it's all a piece of the puzzle. Another scam, work-from-home scam that we've been seeing is a little more comical. People are receiving text messages to say they can work for Dr. Pepper and just wear a T-shirt advertising a soft drink, or even put decals on their car and make money advertising for a company like that. And it's just a big scam.
Wow. Everyone, we're talking with Jay Hapala. He is the Associate State Director for Community Engagement with AARP Twin Cities. We're just about out of time. So if we think that we're being scammed or we have a question about that, what can our listeners and your members do in order to protect themselves?
Yeah, I would suggest that folks check out our website. It's aarp.org/FraudWatch Network, or even just do an online search for AARP Fraud Watch Network, and they'll find all kinds of good information where they can verify the sources of requests for information or money.
All right. That's Jay Hapala, the Associate State Director, Community Engagement with AARP Minnesota, and this is New Beginnings.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. I'm Freddie Bell, of course, and with me now is the Center Coordinator, the esteemed Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center in Minneapolis at 1015 4th Avenue North. Here's our telephone number, 612-344-2221. We look to the right and say hello to Kitty Harris. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I am well. How are you?
Unbelievable. It's exciting to see that the state is trying to shift a little bit in our approach to just everyday living. And you're experiencing an advanced normal at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Absolutely. We are on track with trying to make sure, like you said, to how we can function in this new advanced normal and make sure that we continue to provide the services for the community at that same level that we were prior to COVID-19. So there have been some increased cleaning procedures, of course, for us as everyone else around the world. But I think the biggest impact for us is how do we effectively still have community programs and events at a senior center where engagement is at the core of everything that we do. And when you're talking about seniors and preventing social isolation, how do you go about doing that? So we have had some very interesting things that we have taken on here. But, you know, one of the funniest things is I told one of my colleagues is we went back to the basics, and that is the phone. A lot of people are we're so inundated. I know, right? We're so inundated with technology, and we teach seniors classes on how to use apps and connect with the world. But when COVID-19 came, we had to go back to the basics and phone. And so what we have done is we have staff who are on a weekly basis picking up the phone, calling the users of the center, those who have come here for free massages, those who have come here for bingo, those YMCA members. And we're just calling to say, hey, how are you? How are, is there anything that you need? Is there a resource that we connect you with? Is there anything, you know, just checking on people and letting them know. The second thing, which is, again, another basic, is the mail. I mean, my goodness, the post office is booming with so many people needing to go back to where we're not doing the emails anymore. We're writing letters and communicating with people via mail and saying, what are your needs? There's drop boxes where people can put things in to let us know what their needs are. So it's definitely, you know, as we're calling it, our new advanced normal way of operating. It definitely shows you about that life cycle where everything comes full circle, and technology has now taken a back seat to us coming out of this pandemic.
What is the biggest surprise that you found? As I know it's just really recent, but what's the biggest surprise that you found about yourself as a center coordinator as you interact with your collaborative partners and also the people who are directly impacted by the services from Core McCorvey?
One of the things for me that really was an aha moment early on was that, you know, as a person working here, you do your job because it is your job and it's your day-to-day, but really understanding how the center is, a lot of the people we serve, it is their second family. And when they're here Monday through Friday, whether they're going to a program at Open Circle or they're going to therapy or going to the clinic or just working out at the Y, it becomes a part of their structure. And so when you're dealing with seniors where this is their foundation, having this close so abruptly makes a shift in their life. And so as a service provider for the community, you have to be able to pivot and see what the needs of your community is. And so for me, it was just being able to have the resources that we had to quickly respond to the needs. And so that the free food opportunities that we have here or any of those other free services, that they didn't lose access to those things. We just had to change the way that we were able to provide them. But then also having a level of reassurance that this is where we are right now, but this won't be always. And what can I do to help you sustain so that when we do come back together, we come back healthy, happy, and whole so that we can make sure we're taking care of them so that there are no severe declines.
Wonderful. How can we reach out to you to get more information about the wonderful service from the Core McCorvey Health and Wellness Center?
612-344-2221. We're still checking those lines. HPSSC at MPLSTHA.org. And if people want more information about any of our wonderful collaborative partners, online at heritageparkcampus.org.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
You can't go through a day without hearing about healthcare reform. St. Paul Corner Drug is here to help you navigate the ever-changing healthcare landscape. We are your advocate in getting much-needed prescription medication covered under your insurance plan. Need to choose a different plan? There is no reason to feel like you are drowning in the system. St. Paul Corner Drug can make simple work out of finding you a plan that best suits your needs. You can rest assured at St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics, and I want to thank you for listening to AM 950. The advertisers you hear are what allows us to stay on the airwaves, and unfortunately, some of them are going to be going through some tough times with the coronavirus. So support our advertisers in any way you can, whether that's ordering takeout food from one of our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, purchasing gift cards, or just contacting them and telling them thanks for supporting AM 950. Even the littlest thing you can do can go a long way. Find a full list of our advertisers at am950radio.com. And thanks for listening.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Every year, millions of people call on Silent Unity for prayer support. So it has provided a rich opportunity for research into the benefits of prayer. In addition to physical benefits to the body, prayer can support peace of mind and heart. Our soul life or inner life can experience the release of anxiety and the empowerment of hope and inspiration. Third, our spirit, that which we consider to be our essential self, our higher truth, the very core of our existence, is also benefited by prayer that focuses on our connection with the infinite, the everlasting, the all possibility of life, existence itself. Paul described it for the people of Athens as he spoke, "God, in which we live and move and have our very being." In other words, we are linked to the very source of our life, our existence, and therefore there is an eternal state to our existence. Prayer focuses our awareness on our eternal nature, ourself. When we pray for others, several results are possible. Prayer can free our mind from any limited thoughts we have held for others. Our daily word today and the scriptural account of the raising of Lazarus is a great example of that idea. To loose and let go, to free our own minds from any limited idea we have held about another, a group of people, a community, a nation, to set our own mind free from any limit that we have held others in. Prayer also expands our appreciation for the other. It increases our love for the other. Suddenly we see them in their truth, in their greater reality. And whatever challenge they may be seeing and experiencing in their life, we can catch a higher vision of what is possible in their life, the healing and the opportunities that are unfolding for them. Prayer establishes the other in unlimited potential. We behold all that is possible for them. We see them in a greater, more expansive way. What a tremendous gift to pray with someone, to see them in their higher truth, rather than to hold ideas about them that keep them down, so to speak, in our own mind. Prayer is like any human activity. It is an expression or a manifestation of our very design. In the physical human being, we can see the neural network, the connections of neurons that create communication within our brain and our nervous system. Prayer can be seen as a similar connection of thoughts concerning ourselves, others, and the world. Prayer builds a pattern of ideas, a pattern of potential, in other words. Remember our theme song, "Our Thoughts Are Prayers." Listen to what you're saying about yourself, others, or the world. Now give me a little latitude here. I'm going to go into a deep thought. In some esoteric spiritual teachings, this pattern of thought, this network of ideas we hold, are considered to be the pathway by which spiritual forces can unfold and heal and uplift the person or the circumstance held in prayer. This is understood in many ways, but just one example that some consider is that the Archangel Michael is said to work for us only within our thoughts and actions. Only within our thoughts and actions. This angelic force can only work through the deeds and actions that we take. Therefore, we create the opening for spiritual help by the conscious thoughts we consistently hold. In our prayers, we create a pathway of possibility that spiritual powers can flow to aid our prayer focus. This is just an indication of the spiritual activity within the prayer process. Now let me stop the descriptions and let us enter into a time of prayer experience. Now it's not necessary to be a prayer expert. It is only necessary to be willing to stop our outer actions, calm our body and soul, and recognize our very existence in life itself, in what we call God, the omnipotent good. There are many methods we can use, but let's just start with Unity's five-step method of prayer. I'll give the process an outline, but of course you have to inwardly experience the process. You can choose to focus on your highest good or the perfect potential for the individual or the circumstance you are praying with. So I'll simply outline these five steps. If you choose, you may close your eyes. But begin with the first step, relaxation. To gently center your attention in your rhythmic breathing and your heartbeat. To become one with that rhythm that sustains you, moment by moment, day by day, year by year. Step two, concentration. Focus your thought and feeling on a life principle, such as, I am a part of the ever-evolving, everlasting life process. Or I envision the highest possibility for the one I hold in prayer. This individual or circumstance will move in their perfect way in the direction of their highest good.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.